Terror outfit AQIS active in different districts of Assam to implement Gazwa-e-Hind MHA ropes in near to probe. New Delhi, with inputs of a deep-rooted network being operated by Al-Qaeda in the Indian subcontinent, AQIS, in different districts of Assam, the Ministry of Home Affairs, MHA, has roped in the National Investigation Agency, NIA, to unearth the module. A first information report, FIR, of the NIA clearly mentions that the module of AQIS was active in different districts of Assam, having links with a Bangladesh-based terror outfit Ansarullah Bangla team, ABD. AQIS, a branch of the banned terror outfit Al-Qaeda, established in 2014, is reportedly operating in Afghanistan, Pakistan, India, Burma and Bangladesh. The group seeks to wage jihad in order to establish an Islamic State. As per the FIR, the objective of the module is to propagate terror in Indian territory, radicalize like-minded youth and carry out recruitment to wage war against the Union of India, with a view to overthrow the democratically elected government by establishing the rule of Khilafat, Sharia law, in India, as well as to wage war against Bangladesh, an Asiatic neighbor, on friendly terms with India, and to implement Ghazwa-e-Hind, with the help of recruits of India. Ghazwa-e-Hind is a term used by terror outfits to justify their audacious terror strikes as a religious holy war against India. The moves come days after Indian authorities destroyed two madrasas in Assam for allegedly carrying out jihadi activities on its premises. One madrasa in the Barpeta district was destroyed on August 29, as it was claimed to be used as a training hub by AQIS, and the other in the Bongaigaon district was demolished on August 31. A week earlier, a teacher from the Bongaigaon madrasa was arrested on suspicion of links with AQIS. Information was received that a module of Al-Qaeda in the Indian subcontinent, AQIS, was active in different districts of Assam as well as in Goalpara. The NIA begins a probe based on a case originally registered at Matiya police station in Assam's Goalpara district on August 20. The NIA re-registered the case on September 26 this year under charges of 120B, 121, and 121A of the Indian Penal Code, IPC, and Sections 18, 18B, 19 and 20 of the Unlawful Activities Prevention Act. The Anti-Terror Agency filed the case and started a probe in the matter following an order dated September 23 received from the Counter-Terrorism and Counter-Radicalization CTCR, in the Ministry of Home Affairs, MHA. It was learned that one Jalaluddin Sheikh, 49, a resident of Gopalpur Tilapara village, Abdus Subhan, 43, a resident of Rakhyasini village from Goalpara district, and others were involved in banned activities of waging war against the Union of India by indoctrinating minds of various people. On sustained questioning, both stated that the objective of the organization was to propagate terror in Indian territory, radicalize youths and carry out a regular recruitment process to wage war against India with a view to establish the rule of Khilafat, Sharia law, in India, as well as wage war against Bangladesh and implement Ghazwa-e-Hind with the help of recruits of India. In exercise of the powers conferred under subsection 5 of section 6 read with section 8 of the National Investigation Agency Act, 2008, the central government directed the NIA to take up an investigation of the case considering the gravity of the offense and the interstate and international ramifications. NI. Thank you for listening to The Organizer.